WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, where common sense meets real world wellness. We're grateful to be celebrating over 8 years on the air, and we want to start today by saying thank you. Thanks to our listeners who tune in each week after week, and especially to those who've trusted us with something very personal, your health. For 8 years, our mission has been simple: to cut through the noise, ask better questions, and bring you practical, evidence-based information conversations that help you to live longer, stronger, healthier lives. Vital Health Radio is the proud sponsor of My Nutrition World, Chattanooga's locally owned nutrition store, serving this community for over four decades. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Clint Powell, PhD of the Waffle House, and actually, he got his dual master's in seed oil management and hash browns smothered and covered. Welcome, Clint Powell.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know what I like more than anything? I wish, and I know we have video now. We have people doing this professionally for us. They actually will get you reading your insults. You actually script out your insults. You're the only guy I know that runs it through like spell check. So when I call Clint bad names and insult his intelligence, Is it spelled correctly?
I love your analysis of things.
You're spot on, man.
And we have Sean Whitfield here. Without him and Clint, I would not have done this show from day one.
Good morning.
And Sean's the one who reminded me that this is our 8-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So thank you for getting all this started.
You're welcome, and thank you as well. It's good to be here. It's hard to believe it's been 8 years.
8 years means that 10's around the corner. That's a decade.
Yeah, for sure.
And the nursing home's coming quick.
Well, I think you've got a lot better chance of not going there anytime soon than most of us.
I have a few extra points I built up, hopefully, that will bid me well.
For sure. And of course, I'm thrilled and excited that Nutrition World is the presenting sponsor of Vital Health Radio. So thank you so much for that. We've got a lot of great plans and thoughts in mind that we're going to be doing, and special guests, and it's been great. 8 years of having a lot of great conversations. The first five we had you and Dr. Green, Christopher Green, and the last three it's been the one and only.
Yep,
Clint Powell.
Yeah,
which
the one and only.
You're welcome, by the way.
And our ratings have gone up ever since. Yes.
And remind me, wasn't it Clint and you who had the first conversations about this show?
It was. I distinctly remember, you know, sometimes how you remember
Let's see if you remember it the same way, because I've got it.
I was pulling in the Sports Barn parking lot on a Saturday morning, I think it was. And I was on the phone with Clint. And I think I even specifically called you. And of course, Ed, and you and I have known each other a long time, but we just didn't see each other very often. And I knew Clint did see you on a regular basis. And so I called Clint. I said, hey, I got this idea of doing this brand new radio show. It's all about health. And I'm imagining the holistic community and the medical community coming together, having their own perception and opinions, and then let the listener make their own decisions. And I said, Ed Jones would be absolutely perfect for this. I said, you think he'd be interested? And so you can add to it from there.
Well, Clint, so this is why two people can see the same car wreck and see it from different angles. Because I remember being at Wally's, and you bring it up and said, I've got this doctor guy that I want to do a radio show with, but I don't know if another doctor would be as good. And this one you said holistic, and I went, yeah, somebody like an Ed Jones. You go, I know Ed,
But are we at Wally's?
Yeah, man, do you know how many do you know how many? That's where the other your home radio idea came. Man, do you know how many things we changed at Wally's? And that may be
at Wally's.
Now, maybe as you were pulling it to work out, we tabled it till we got to Wally's.
Yeah,
but all good stories for me end up with my dad smoking a cigarette or me eating bad food.
Yeah, so, I could see where that'd be the case.
And by the way, how appropriate does a health show come out of eating at Wally's?
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Well, you and I used to have breakfast there a lot.
I
mean, we talk about everything, but I specifically remember
the phone conversation. Yeah, absolutely.
And you called Ed and said, "Yeah, I'd love to." Ed said, "Yeah, I'm interested. I'd be glad to have a conversation." And we just kind of went from
and
there.
And I think, and then I'll hand it back to you two to talk it through. But I try to joke a lot about it, but I think the reason it's been so successful is you did the right thing. You combined a medical perspective who was open-minded, holistic perspective who knew when to embrace the medicals. They weren't dismissing each other out of judgment. They were willing to have conversations. And I think it really served a good purpose. So,
And Dr. Green was the perfect partner, especially during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first few weeks, I mean, everyone was upside down, but he really anchored himself into the wisdom of what's really going on very quickly. But he did it very diplomatically so he could preserve his job and not be labeled as a kook, because it took almost nothing to be labeled in a very unfair way back in those 1 to 2 years of horrible times.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful combination where we tried to inform the public of, don't give up hope. There are things we can do. Please take vitamin D. Understand that viruses run a course. Viruses have been throughout history of mankind. This is not new. All these things that no one else was talking about. So I still give Dr. Green humongous accolades for being brave.
When I look at evaluating those 5 years, Ed, of you guys together, I see you walked away after 5 years with Dr. Green and had a new perspective or a slightly different perspective on the medical community. But when I look at Dr. Green, you totally changed him. I mean, Dr. Green was not the same guy that he was from the beginning to the end. You had opened up his eyes to a whole new world, and he had a lot of respect for that and for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we're still friends today. He reaches out to me if he has questions. And I do believe that most medical professionals, if the door can crack open in a place of safety for them, they never go back completely to the way they were. On my side, what it did was my dislike of the medical system was not really fair, because since that time, of course, I've had double hip replacement. I've dealt with a lot of, and all the physicians who came on with Dr. Green through Memorial Hospital, I certainly didn't agree with all of them, but they're humans. And everybody cared about what they did, and they wanted to help other individuals. And it's the system, I continue to say this, the systems is what broke, more broke than the people within that system. And it gave me a lot of respect for the medical community and their trainings. It's just, you know, trying to join those two hands together is not an easy path, but we did it pretty darn well. So thank you, Sean. Thank you, Clint.
Yeah. Well, and I want to brag on Clint a minute, because Clint took Vital Health Radio to another level.
Yes, he did.
He added the entertainment factor to this show. Mm-hmm. And I've learned in 25 years of doing radio shows, you got to have both.
Yes,
because without both, it doesn't run as smoothly as it should.
Right. So, perfect timing for Dr. Green. Perfect timing for Clint.
Yeah.
And Clint does represent more of the common man, where I think I'm kind of common, but you know what common man gets up at 2:40 in the morning, takes 72 pills, plays violin, and does IV ketamine.
You just stop talking after you think you're normal. Let me take over conversation, sir. I'll jump in. Here's what I think is a good time. Is Dr. Green answered the questions that this show was built for in the moment it was needed.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do exactly what you said. I've been in the health world enough. I've been in the gym. I've been in shape. I've been out of shape. I've had the struggles. So I can relate to being really in shape and to being really bad out of shape, right? Really disciplined not disciplined.
Like now.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Ed. I appreciate that. Okay. Hey, you didn't look at your car card on that. That was ad-libbed, everybody. Everybody. My point on that is I think I do get to ask the questions on when you say stuff and you go down these rabbit holes that it's your everyday language that a lot of people out there who might care, we just can't ask because we're listening to the radio, and I can raise my hand and go, what do you mean vitamin D is a hormone? I thought it was a vitamin. It's got the name built into it. Stuff like that, I think, is
relevant.
I think it helps people.
Yeah.
Super.
Well, thank you, Sean. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're welcome. I noticed you're drinking a new energy drink here.
It's from Nutrition World. It's got just enough caffeine in it. It's FitAid.
Yeah. It's got good sweeteners and a little caffeine.
Yeah.
I think a little caffeine is very healthy. In fact, I spoke last week about my 210 milligrams of caffeine. I probably had 310 milligrams already. I never do it past 11 o'clock, but I do love my caffeine.
Well, I can feel your judgment. It's okay.
Well, Ed, the last thing I'll say is thank you for 8 years, and I look forward to many more years as long as you want to do this.
Super duper.
So it's been a great ride, and I know we've educated Chattanooga and North Georgia with a lot of great health information, and I think you've changed the lives of a lot of people.
Well, it means a lot. It really is what gets me up in most mornings, and I do love what I do. And, you know, we've been in three locations. This is the third one. I remember doing a show when we had that portable unit that you gave me. Remember that portable unit?
Oh, yeah.
I was in Portland, Oregon, and because of the time change, it was like about 5 or 6 in the morning, and homeless people were knocking on my car door because I had to leave this rental house because my daughter and son-in-law was over there. I couldn't do it in the house because they were sleeping. And there was raccoons that walked in front of me. There was homeless knocking on my windows. And then another time I was in an RV and it was scheduled to be done. And it was the one time when it was 25 degrees and the heat went out. And I could not walk due to pain of my hip. I was on a cane at that point. And we actually had a flood that night in the RV, and I soaked the whole RV by leaving a faucet on. Complete stupidity. And I got up and did this daggum show at 8 o'clock time in about 32 degrees temperature and no relief from no matter how many painkillers I took.
I feel like we're starting to play blues music. And, you know, this is where pain is born from, having to do a podcast.
Let me get my violin out of my car that you call.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, I know you're about to end. You know what you don't call his violin?
Never.
What's that?
A fiddle.
Don't.
Ed's becoming a fiddle player.
Yeah. Fiddles, I respect them, but they're hillbilly. I'm a violin player, okay? Like you see in concerts.
I like a good old fiddle.
I didn't know you played musical instruments.
Heck yeah. Wow. No, I don't. I started at 11 months ago, I started playing every single day. I play every single day, and I have lessons every Friday.
Huh.
Yeah. Wow.
Great.
Yeah, good job, Ed.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes. Really proud of you, buddy.
Well, if I had the right sheet of paper.
You may help us take us out?
Go ahead. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's Ed Jones and Clint Powell. We got words of wisdom, as my friend Ed Jones says, when we come back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones here again with my co-host Clint Powell, and together we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past now 8 years. I used to say seven. Today's our anniversary, and today is no exception, so let's dive back in. You know, in the category, Scott told me, the manager of Nutrition World, told us a few weeks ago that magnesium is the second most popular product, I think, in Nutrition World. And it shocked me because I've studied nutrition my whole life. Here I am, 68. And I've always understood that magnesium is required by at least 300 systems of the bodies, probably by vastly more than any other nutrient. And there's all kind of ups and downs and different changes that's occurred in the formulations of these magnesiums over the decades. We used to only have maybe two different types, maybe three. Now we have multiple forms based on new data, new research. And today we have a great gentleman who's been coming to the store, Kevin from Bio Optimizers. I don't normally just grab somebody and say, do you have time to come to the show? Because I have kind of my notes all planned out. But it happened perfectly timing-wise, and I don't want to let an expert like this pass through without taking advantage of him. And Kevin, thank you for coming to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
He's never been prouder. Guy goes all over the country. He's like, this is what I'm getting tagged to. Thank you very much. Hey, welcome to the show, man.
Oh, it's good to be here. I'm so grateful to be here, especially in partnership with Nutrition World and what you've done for the last, 46 years?
47.
47. Y'all have really single-handedly altered the destinies of definitely Chattanoogans and anyone who's passing through and hears about you from all across the country. You are a true institution doing things the right way.
I appreciate it when people like you who travel the country give us those kind of compliments. And I know you're not just blowing smoke, because I hear it pretty often, but you are a person who travels a lot, don't you? And sees a lot of retail establishments.
I do. That is part of my position with BioOptimizers. They've been kind enough to entrust me with helping people gain a better understanding of who we are as a people behind the brand, but also what our products are and what they can help with, and what we're also, you know, known for. And while we're really in Nutrition World, it's really our magnesium, as you alluded to earlier.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I love the fact It's kind of like a restaurant. Well, you go into a restaurant and you look at the menu and they have like 250 things. All of a sudden, I just assume that nothing's going to be great. Everything's going to be average. Your company focuses on one single element, which is magnesium and a few things, but mainly is focused on magnesium. So you're on the cutting edge. So,
well, I take magnesium every day. Well, I take one in the morning and two at night to help me, because I've been told by professionals that work at certain nutrition stores here in Chattanooga that it helps me sleep. So real quick, and then I know you and Ed may go into the weeds a little bit. What makes the products you produce with magnesium different than the other products out there? If you don't mind, because I take your products.
You'd
like to know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for giving us a chance.
Yeah.
And trying it out. What guides us is we wanted to take a look at this super important magnesium mineral that everyone is learning more and more about. And we wanted to find a way, how can we take all the guesswork out for people wondering what form is best, when they all have different benefits and merits, as you spoke to. And so how it ended up is we actually have this incredible research lab in Bosnia, of all places, where we conduct a lot of rigorous science.
Bosnia?
Yeah. At Birch University is where our bio lab is, so it's called. And we're really fortunate to have a ton of PhDs, really bright minds in chemistry, genetics, microbiology, really pushing the limits of what's possible. And so what we do is we try to find a way, how can we get more magnesium into our body?
And number one, before we even go to that, why do we need magnesium?
Because why do you need a key to your car?
There you go.
Why do you need a key to your house? Well, yeah, as we move into the technological age deeper and deeper, we might not need keys, but
why do you need the app to your car? You just use that. Sure. Why do you need the app to get in? Right. Gotcha.
Exactly. So magnesium is this super present key. And as Ed mentioned, at least 300 and probably more of these different machineries that make all this good stuff for us happen, whether it be, energy production and energy utilization, which we don't think about, or our insulin blood sugar management system. A lot of that runs off magnesium dependent things. And you have muscle function, muscle relaxation, your heart, even your DNA, which would get really into the weeds, but we don't think about that.
And the relationship of it to calcium is crucial, because too much calcium causes too much constriction and causes many multiple processes that can be destructive to the body, one of which is deposition of too much calcium into the arteries and heart, brain, other places, and magnesium helps regulate that. And the other thing is, what percent of the population is probably deficient?
Oh, man, those numbers continue to seem to climb higher every year with surveys, but I've seen estimates as high as 70, 75%.
Right. Yeah, the really concentrated, focused people who eat properly and supplement would be not deficient.
Well, most people don't know what they're deficient in or adequate in anyway, because they don't do what you've always thought. They don't do the blood work, or they don't.
Right.
There's not a way to, they just a lot of times attribute it to this. I'm tired.
That's right.
Sleep good. That's age. All these things, instead of going to find out the markers.
Which you can do at BeWell Labs.
Yeah, with labs.com. Most people never even know that they're deficient on that. They just blame it on other things when they think there's nothing they can do.
There is the blood test that we do for magnesium deficiency, I don't think is super. Actually, I think it's the only test. It's not super accurate. And I think that it misses the mark. I think there are people who are deficient who, in the serum of blood, it's showing it's fine, but I think in the tissues it would not be.
Yeah, what is that? Hello, one of you two answer that. What's the difference in the two? I mean, which do you want?
You don't want the serum. You want further depth of information, and we can't do that at a modest price.
Correct. Yeah. That is a big pitfall with where we stand now, because not only is the world of scientific research innovating ingredients and understanding the body, they're also innovating testing methods. So hopefully in the future we'll have really pinpoint reliable methods to look forward to. But Ed, as sagaciously put, there's a serious lack of truly like 100% clear pictures.
I'm going to err on the side of I'm just going to take enough. Secondly, is all my years I've taken, I'm going to do my magnesium glycinate. This next bottle I'm going to do magnesium threonate. Then I'm going to do your brand has 8 different forms, correct?
Correct, one for each year of the Vital Health Podcast, right?
There you go. Ooh, sneaky.
So to speak. Yes, we have eight in the powder. Yeah, definitely the powder. And so part of it is, so you'll have your tartrates, your orotates, your malates, your citrates, your bisglycinates, some other cool forms that you don't see often. And so part of the advantage of that is we're able to get head-to-toe coverage and kind of get all the benefits of different forms, right? And that is where we really separate ourselves because we were really the first to do it to that mm-hmm. degree. There's always mm-hmm. been blends of like two or three, but to take it up a notch to eight, and believe it or not, we have a 10 form coming.
Oh, truly? In powder form?
Hopefully, definitely in capsules, but we'll see about the powder for now. But definitely the capsules will be coming first.
Only on this radio show would that be considered a tease when you looked at Ed and we've got a 10 coming. It's no, say it's not. So well, you said something I want to ask either one of you about, and we said the word enough. How do we know what enough is when it comes to magnesium?
Well, we know when too much is too much. Generally, we have loose
stools.
I think
we should wall people through that because yeah. a lot of people go, I don't know if we say we don't really know because there's no real good testing, what should people consider as baseline?
Well, I'm going to let Kevin also speak on that, but we do know when you take way too much, you're going to get a loose stool. And personally, I shoot for 400 to 600 milligrams per day. You tell me what you know, and because I know you know a ton.
Well, very kind of you. There's a couple ways to answer this. Definitely, as Ed alluded to, more importantly, how do you know you took too much? We'll start there. Obviously, the loose balance, that's number one to think about because then you can always tone it back because there's always too much of a good thing. When you look at different studies, there's some studies out there. Like there's a study that was looking at the clinical manifestations of stress. And this is from, I think, 1997. And they saw that a dose of 5 milligrams per kilogram
I'm about 72 kilograms. Clint's about 172. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they saw that it alleviated all clinical manifestations of stress, which can also be subjective, mostly subjective in the studies. Like you feeling anxious, frazzled, you know, all that. The RDA, of course, as most people feel that are a little bit more in touch with current research, feel like that's probably a little conservative. But the RDA stands, I think, 325 for women and almost 400 for men. So that's always a good starting point, see how you feel. But, something I think about, and this is not medical advice by any means, what are you doing in your life? Like, are you leading a stressful life either through intense exercise? Are you a high-level athlete, competitive fitness athlete, bodybuilder? Are you psychologically stressed, emotionally stressed? Like, because stress and magnesium exist in a vicious cycle. Because if you don't have enough magnesium, you'll be more stressed. And if you're more stressed, you'll kind of burn through your magnesium that you have. So if you don't intervene with that at some point.
I have in this pile of notes that you're looking at, one of the things, if you had not been just lucky to pop into the store and do all these trainings, I have a pretty dang good piece of research data that shows when you combine magnesium and vitamin D, that the level in athletes of soreness went down and the ability to recover from muscles. Neither one by themselves did it. It was a combination of the two together. So it truly is one of the magical nutrients. Now, your brand, why does a person buy powder instead of capsules to kind of end the show about magnesium?
Absolutely. First and foremost, they don't want to take more pills.
Okay.
Second of all, they want something really enjoyable to drink, especially mm-hmm. as they wind down, kind of like a mocktail. Mm-hmm. So we do stevia-free, monk fruit-free, organically flavored powders that are really delicious. And we actually have one with tart cherry that actually has 1,000 milligrams of tart cherry with the eight forms of magnesium to really lend into, as you so mm-hmm. mentioned, the muscle recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And also just improving your sleep time, at least as the tart cherry suggests in the clinical studies out there.
Mm-hmm. It does, because it helps your own body produce melatonin. And also, of course, helps sometimes in uric acid to balance that. Now, a lot of people really find magnesium helps them to sleep slightly better or even more than slightly better. And, of course, the most common knowledge is probably reducing muscle cramps along with potassium along with it. But I find magnesium is more valuable than the potassium in most cases unless someone's on a diuretic.
Well, I think that's just, and I'll chime in as we wrap it up or get close to it. That's the thing that always got me. I didn't really connect magnesium with cramps and muscle. I've always heard potassium. I never heard potassium and magnesium until like a year or two ago. And you know what I'm saying? I was like, wow. Then you start doing research, you realize it's just as important, if not more so.
Yeah. You're so right on with that. And you know, a lot of stuff with like that, it can be largely magnesium. Sometimes it is potassium, sometimes a little bit of both. Again, as Ed mentioned earlier, there's still a greater need for better diagnostic measures going forward. Hopefully the future will provide to really have a perfect thing, but there's still plenty of ways to.
I'm glad we talked about the diagnostic methods because I value blood testing so incredibly. I put it high on my list as we age to quit guessing and to start creating a plan of action for more gentle aging and less decline as we get older. And guessing, I'm pretty good at guessing, but I can tell you with the right blood work, we take the guesswork out. It just absolutely. But when I look at so many people that I absolutely know because I know what they eat and I know their supplement program and they're being shown that they're normal on magnesium, it's years ago started giving me the doubts. And more I look into it, the more I just ignore that. I just ignore it. So your brand again is?
Bio Optimizers.
Mm-hmm. And on the capsules, it's seven. Is there seven?
There's seven with some additional goodies that help your body implement it a little bit more in capsule form, like B6 and humic fulvic acids. But the powder has eight. It tastes incredible. And it's as clean as you can make an organically flavored powder.
Love it. And some people feel the use of magnesium within 24 hours. And some take longer, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, believe it or not, some people, when I've done demos, like at your incredible October event every year.
The health fair.
Nothing like it in the country. I say that with 100%, 1,000% confidence. And, but like people can feel it within a couple minutes, especially if they're, kind of lacking more than the typical person. So,
all right, my friend. Well, thank you for popping in. Where do you live?
I actually live west of Tampa in between Clearwater and St. Pete.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're driving or not flying?
I fly and then I drive and then I fly back.
Oh, cool. All right. Do you have your own plane like me?
No, but
wow, way to make you feel welcome. Good job. Wow. I mean, you're just batting 1,000 a day, dude.
Well, I'm trying to build myself up a little bit here, you know.
Do you have a plane? No. Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thanks for coming this time. Okay.
Neither do I. Don't worry, man. Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is Vital Health Radio, and we will be right back.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell, and we are glad you are with us. And our third part of this trio is Dr. Kurt Deering, clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World for now over a year, correct?
Year and a half,
that's right. And he's always a wealth of information, very well studied. His door kind of cracked open some years ago, and he became more loyal and a student of the Green Pharmacy, which in the perfect world, we combine both of our kind of backgrounds and also the data from both the science and from the Green Pharmacy to help people to be healthier and live longer. You know, I was a person who shunned drugs for most of the decades of my life. I knew that enough organic food and enough nutrients and exercise would keep me healthy until about 90. I can't say that I believe that any longer. I believe we need to use what we need to use, and we weigh risk against benefit. Do you think I could have made it through double hip replacement without some medications or even beforehand? And I do believe sometimes we have to have a few things, but the Green Pharmacy is still 95% of what I do.
Well, you certainly couldn't have had hip replacement without the medical, conventional medicine. So
certainly could have, not could have.
And that's the strong points, I must say.
Yeah.
The strong points are everything they have to offer as far as coming in and diagnosing and doing surgeries and acute injuries. But when it comes to treatment, they are, and I'm speaking from my personal history, we are completely shielded from the Green Pharmacy.
I like the word shielded.
Mm-hmm. We were completely. I knew nothing about it. So I began to become more and more skeptical of Big Pharma as the years went by, as I start to see more and more people complaining of side effects. And I still didn't know that there were. It wasn't until my mom needed some help, real help, that I reached out and tried, and I figured out there was stuff in the Green Pharmacy. And when I showed up at Nutrition World, I thought I knew a lot, but I knew maybe 5%, less than 5% of what, and maybe less than that, of what there is out there. Mm. There's no doubt in my mind now that there's almost not a single disease state out there that we can't treat in the Green Pharmacy just as well. Sometimes there's not as much of a powerful right off the bat kind of effect, but everything in the pharmaceutical world, unless you're very, very lucky, you're going to have a side effect.
If you have an effect, you're going to have a side effect.
Right.
And Green Pharmacy doesn't give an immediate effect, but that's also why it doesn't give a side effect in most cases. It's like planting a beautiful garden. You would never put the seeds in the ground and go back in 3 days and be disappointed that nothing's coming up through the dirt. And health is very similar. Now, I know that you gave a lecture to a pretty large group of people a few weeks ago. How many people were there and where was it?
It was at El Mison. It was the Tennessee Neighbors for Liberty, and I'd say that place seats 75 to 100, and it was standing room only.
Really?
I mean, it was packed, and I had some personal testimonies while I was there, the people that had come to see me for consults, and
which they can do through nutritionw.com. They would go on and click on practitioners or coaches, and they can book an appointment with you. You're not treating their diseases, but you're empowering people with knowledge that then they take back to their own doctor if they choose to and make the wisest choices they possibly can.
And I basically just talked about my history of where I got to where I am now, and that was the first 15 minutes. And then I quickly went into, what do we have to offer at Nutrition World? And so, but I only went into the core four, which is, of course, you get, if you can get the core four, you're getting the most important things.
So that's
there.
The foundation of four supplements that I think if you don't know anything and you want to cover a lot of bases, you just take the core four. Multivitamin, omega-3s, magnesium.
That we just talked about.
Vitamin D, yes.
Yep, those are the best.
Well, we want to talk about rheumatoid arthritis. I know you brought
that
up.
That's my case study.
And it is a potentially devastating disease as far as quality of life. I have talked to, I would say, 1,000 people over my 47 years. And honestly, just visibly, I know that the majority of people who have it are women. And I think the studies certainly substantiate that about 70% are women. I will say that I really feel that there's a theory of rheumatoid that almost no one really delves deeply into, and that's the connection of emotional trauma in our life that then triggers the immune system to think it's under attack. And when it starts doing that, it attacks itself without knowing that it's attacking the body parts of our physiology. And so sometimes I think not going down the path of resolving physical angst, trauma, shock, those kind of things that came out of the clear blue in our life that we didn't expect, and we bury them like we do as Americans very well. We put them in a big safe that's within our body, and then we just keep powering through. Then eventually it leaks out and causes disease. But as far as nutrients and other things, tell us exactly what is rheumatoid arthritis?
Well,
which makes it different than arthritis, regular arthritis.
Well, it's a systemic inflammatory disease that's brought on by, like you said, it's autoimmune. It's your own body attacking itself.
It's not wear and tear.
It's the own body attacking itself. And there's usually, like you said, there's a triggering event. Sometimes we don't know why people get it. I did ask this particular individual that came in for a consult, when did it start? She's had it for 18 years. She's 36 with three kids. And she started when she was 18. And I said, was there any kind of traumatic event or anything that happened around that time that might have set this off? She said, no, the only thing I'm pretty confident is that she was going to do some missionary work, so to speak, for Katrina. And then as a part of going down to Hurricane Katrina, she got a tetanus shot. And she said right after that tetanus shot, she started getting symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. So her joints were hurting. Everything was hurting. So she's had a long history of doing, and of course, conventional medicine, what you're going to see in conventional medicine is that they're going to do anything that can suppress the immune system, which you got prednisone, and she's been on prednisone for 18 years.
Ooh.
Long-term use of prednisone is going to affect your bone health. It's going to affect your adrenal, has adrenal suppression, skin issues.
Cataracts.
And of course, you're decreasing your immune system and GI issues. So there's all kinds of things there. The good news is she is on 2.5 milligrams, which is relatively low.
Yes.
But after meeting with her, our goal is I did a whole tapering system where we're going to take a good 6 months to a year just to get, even though 2.5 is low, we're going to go real slow, because when she presented to me, her biggest fear is that most people have rheumatoid arthritis. There's different types of rheumatoid arthritis as far as the way it presents. Some people it comes and goes. Some people they call it flare-ups. It comes back. Some people just get progressively worse the whole time. That's the worst case scenario. Some people just spontaneously resolves.
Is hers in her hands and or where?
Yeah, it's in the joints. Yeah. She also has, from her suppression of her immune system, which she's on. Well, let me get back to the conventional medicine. Conventional medicine will use what they call disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. So those DMARDs, as they call them, that would be your hydroxychloroquine, methotrexate, sulfasalazine. Mm. She's done all those and stopped using them. The conventional medicine will also use what they call biologics. These are the things that suppress your immune system. And she is currently on Orencia, which is a Betacept. And of course, anytime you're suppressing the immune system, you're going to increase your chance for infection. So that's the biggest fear, is that you want to suppress the immune system to the point of not attacking your own body, but you don't want to at the same time get. And the good news for her is, in her 18 years of this, she says she very rarely gets sick. Mm. And she's been constantly on immune suppressing.
But she is 36 years old, so she got a little bit of youthfulness going on.
That's true. That's true. And one thing I want to don't fail to mention is, with rheumatoid arthritis, comes along, for whatever reason, comes along a high risk of cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, it raises C-reactive protein, which is a marker for, you know, a lot of cholesterol. If cholesterol damages 10 times more if you have high levels of CRP, which shows significant inflammation.
So that was one of our goals, was to make sure that she doesn't go down the path of cardiovascular disease. So we're going to be addressing that. We're going to be addressing getting her off the prednisone for future benefits.
With her doctor's permission.
Yes, of course. This is all in conjunction with her doctors. The Orencia, though, even though it's a pharmaceutical, you know, even though I tend to lean more towards the green pharmacy, if you've got a pharmaceutical that you're using, it's working, and it's not causing any major side effects, then, yeah, let's stick with it. And her biggest fear is a flare-up, so we don't want to all of a sudden throw into a flare-up. Mm-hmm. But we did talk about maybe at some point, because the fear with when you're using a, quote, biologic, is that some of them, if you go off of them and you try to go back on them, they're not going to work the next time around. Your body's developed a few processes to make it not as effective. Orencia, though, is different. It doesn't have a lot of that. It can, but it's very unlikely that if you were to go off of it for an extended period, if you went back on it, it's probably going to work again.
It's good to know that's a positive drug.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's get to maybe the nutrients, because we have about 4 minutes left.
Well, and I also want to mention the only side effect that she's having from her immunosuppression is Demodex. Are you familiar with Demodex?
No.
Demodex is mites.
Oh.
Right? And they live in our skin.
Yeah.
They're very small, 0.3 millimeters. Well, for most of us, they're there. We just keep it under control. But if you have you suppress your immune system. So for her, when her immune system is down front, she breaks out all over in these.
And it's mites.
Yeah. And so to keep it under control, she's using a topical of ivermectin and some other thing is put in. She puts it in. It works great.
Wow.
It's keeping her Demodex under control. But I found that interesting. So the way that we want to go after this is, of course, like everything, diet. And you want your diet to be as good as it can be. And going through her diet, it's excellent for the most part, but I found some things in there that are probably a little bit inflammatory in her lunch. Some refined grains, a couple seed oils here or there, and she has some processed snacks she's using. We're going to get that out, all right?
And you stress more protein, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. No doubt.
And good oils, omega-3s.
Absolutely. And with the limited amount of time you're telling me I've got here, I'm going to have to go right up here and go through all the things that other things we talked about that are more lifestyle type things, and get to the supplements, which is, first of all, you're going to never guess what the first two things on here are.
Magnesium.
Every week we talk about
it. No, it starts with a C, Clint. That's not Clint. Curcumin.
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 All right.
Got it.
And omega-3s. So those two are literally in every week when I come in here to talk about a case study and what can help people. Omega-3s, curcumin, always top two in there. Most powerful anti-inflammatory in nature. It's going to help. And, you know, studies pan out, show it does help. And also, you know, I think everybody's waking up a little bit more, because we've had some education the last couple of days, but we're all waking up a little bit more to how good Boswellia is. So that's definitely a good thing to throw in the mix here.
Anti-inflammatory. And it's good antidepressant.
And, okay, guess what? Vitamin D. Every treatment includes vitamin D. So we've got probiotics. You got to always, in any disease state, playing a role is the GI tract, your gut microbiome. So a good probiotic for her, if she ever has another flare up with this, with the Demodex, the mites, Health Aid has a particular probiotic that's geared right towards the probiotic, I mean towards the skin health. Mm-hmm. And so that's one we're going to make. But black cumin seed oil. So we started her on that. That's small trial showing improvement in rheumatoid arthritis scores. And then if we need to, because they're kind of expensive, SPM, specialized pro-resolving mediators.
Love those.
We'll go in and kind of finalize that inflammatory process that your body refuses to turn off. So, but basically we're going to taper off her prednisone. There might be a period of time working with her doctor that we can maybe consider going off the biologic and see if we can't get all this under control with the, what she's putting in her body. There is a particular diet that you can do that's called autoimmune protocol diet, where you can sort of eliminate things, and then you have guided reintroduction of those to make sure nothing's causing any inflammation. And so once you get all the inflammatory things going out, then hopefully the body's, and you've got the right curcumins and boswellias and SPMs and things, you hopefully can get the disease under control without having to use autoimmune suppressing drugs.
Let the
drugs.
Body find its own balance. Now, these two, we got 30 seconds. I love, how do you pronounce that?
Peony?
Peony. Some people say peony, some peony. How does Clint Powell say this?
Curcumin.
This is an herb, and in the research, it's incredible for modulating the immune system. It means it kind of calms it back down. And there's only one collagen that works. And
yeah.
It is a type 2 undenatured.
Undenatured, that's key.
Collagen. And this total body has that particular one, natural factors. And if you really want to learn more about this, life extension, lef.org, type in the word protocol and go to rheumatoid. It speaks to all the things that Dr. Dehring has spoke about.
And we did talk about the peony, but we did not talk about, because when I was talking to her, I talked about you using a proper collagen, but I didn't know which one we had was.
And Alicia from Nutrition World found it out.
Found it out for us. So now I'll be able to report back to this patient.
Bingo.
Or this client that this total body from natural factors.
I need to report back to you that we have to be quiet.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Curcumin.
Curcumin.
Don't go anywhere. More Vital Health Radio is coming up.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and the best podcaster anywhere around, Clint Powell. Name of your podcast is Nuga.
NugaPodcast.com. Podcast is plural. You can find 19 podcasts, all kinds of topics there. But we're in a hurry because you have a ton of stuff to talk about.
But one of your podcasts, I have to say, Crimecast, with Roddy, ex-chief Roddy, had me on there talking about my police days. Go on Crimecast and listen to the crazy story about my ex-wife.
Yeah, TheCrimecast.com.
Yes. All right. Hey, normally I have a little bit of time to get all my notes in. I got almost nothing in. A couple things I want to mention very quickly because I only have about 4 minutes. One is we know the Peter Attia controversy and the headlines, and it's in some ways it's quite sad. He's a very professional man who deep dives and is very intelligent, but he's getting caught up in some probable bad decision, and everybody's dumped him. And I think his future, as far as a health coach, practitioner, teacher, doctor, is probably going to be limited. But we will see. I have learned a lot from him, but I did do a video here on Vital Health Radio where I was debating, not directly, but indirectly, him and some of his points he made on 60 Minutes. Please look on Nutrition World's NutritionW.com on YouTube.
And those were health topics you were talking
about. And they were all health topics. And it was just 2 weeks before, so it's kind of interesting timing. We have a great new partner within Nutrition World, Noelle Lawson, who's a nurse practitioner who will be focusing on peptides. Everybody asks us about peptides. I think it's the future of healing and medicine in certain categories, and she is an expert in these injectable peptides. Her website is doublebridgeswellness.com, doublebridgeswellness.com. I want to brag on Josh Porter. He has his first book has just been published, and also he just came off the stage last week with Gary Brecka, who's one of the leading podcasters and educators in the natural health field. I want to talk about myself for a second because I like doing that a little bit. The restaurants I've been eating at are Portofino. Love Tony and his partner, and my drink, tequila drink, that I think is the only healthy alcoholic, not healthy, but least unhealthy, is on his menu. I love it. And then Cava, been tearing that place up with the lamb meatballs. And I use the vegetables, half order of rice because I don't want too many carbs, and I pour olive oil on it. Fantastic. And Southern Star, of course. But went down to Atlanta to see a motivational speaker, and it was amazing with my daughter and her husband and Kim, and it was amazing. But what happened is, as always, I go down Interstate 75. I have to eat at this one restaurant that I've eaten at for, Katie's 34. I've been eating there before she was born, so we're talking 40 years.
The Varsity.
No,
okay,
Clint.
Sorry, my bad.
That's
ahead.
Seed Oil City.
I didn't mean
City.
To slow you down. My bad. Keep going, sir. My bad.
It's OK Cafe.
OK.
Have you ever eaten at OK Cafe?
No.
Not OK for you then?
No. Nope. It's my bad. I've not tried it.
Well, that's what I love about them. One is they are so freaking busy. It's crazy. But here's the front of their menu. OK's Cafe commitment to healthy eating, bread, made fresh daily without preservatives, eggs, no hormones, free all hormone-free chickens to make the eggs, vegetables, all from local farms, poultry, turkey, and pork, all hormone and steroid-free, hamburgers, hormone-free without antibiotics, cakes and pies made with from scratch without preservatives, olive oils on all salads and cooking. Can you believe that? No preservatives in any single product. Unbelievable restaurant. OK Cafe. Why can't we stop opening Mexican places and barbecue places and open
something
like that? I'm surprised
you haven't sponsored something like that to come to Chattanooga.
I just don't know if people have the guts to do it because they're so used to barbecue and Mexican food and crab food. They don't want to fix real food.
Okay.
You tell me otherwise.
I think you're creating a niche here for it. You got another minute. You got any more info over there?
Yes, I do. This was on my Facebook 4 years ago, and it was something I wrote after I got COVID, and we called it Omicron back then. Okay. And I said, woke up recently with a visit from Omicron, which is COVID. I must say the following regarding my week dancing with this companion. One is I truthfully appreciate whoever passed it along to me. Two, the reason I'm now guaranteed highly potent authentic antibodies for quite some long time. Three, proves again the power of nutrition and lifestyle regarding the low risk of COVID if we practice and live healthier lives. This was back in the day where people panicked about it now. Three, the fears we all hold dear to our soul is rarely as bad as simply facing them straight on, which was vividly true in this case. And last, trust and nourish your inner power of healing and protection and start fully living your life again before it's too late. Edward Jones. That was 4 years ago as I had my second or third case of COVID. All right, close me out here, Clint.
Absolutely. Here we go. Thank you for listening. Don't forget this radio show will be out in podcast form. Usually comes out on Tuesdays, the Vital Health Radio download. And Vital Health Radio is brought to you by our good friends, yes, at Nutrition World. We'll be back next week with more health conversations. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, everybody. Clint.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.